Hello, Paul?
You call first.
Hello?
I stopped.
Hello?
Hi, Paul.
Yes.
This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. You clicked in the back of your dashboard indicating you wanted some information on Google Guarantee.
Yes. Hold on a second. Yeah,
sure.
I gotta take this. Okay.
You's a cutie.
She is.
Oh, it's a she? I apologize. She's so sweet.
So a couple things here. I'm on my dashboard right now, and I'm looking at all the so-called leads that I'm getting here, and I don't see how these have any value. I'm clicking through and seeing the numbers. These are all like call centers, you know, one after the other. I play back the recording, and it's just basically me mm-hmm. and the outgoing recording, but there's nothing being recorded from the clients. So the numbers are range from like 858 to 914 to 631 to 954 to 954. A lot of Florida numbers. And I know all the Florida numbers are call centers that are calling me to sell me business financing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why they're leaving messages, but I really need to review this because
okay.
I just changed the card on, one of the cards I had got hacked and I had to swap it out for a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it yesterday, so it charged me the, I don't know, whatever it was, the 179.
149.
I can check right now what it was.
No, I'm looking at it. It's 149.
Okay, 149. But, I don't get leads. I mean, I really don't get the kind of traction that I think I should. I've been doing this for a long time. We're either going to have to make, and that's one of the reasons why I clicked through to that pop-up notice about, you know, the Google platform that provides either more customers or more leads or whatever it said. I don't recall
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Right.
But this isn't working.
So
yeah,
you and I spoke back in October of last year.
Yeah. Still isn't working.
Okay. So when we spoke back in October of last year, I reviewed quite a different few options that you had available. So Google Guarantee being one of the options that you have available, at this time you weren't really interested in doing the background check. So is that something that's changed?
I think I did a background check for Google Guarantee. I know. But actually that was
for Splash, you didn't. Yeah.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. I don't care either way. I forget my reasoning at the time. I think I might have been going through my divorce or something, and I all concluded now.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
Perhaps I didn't want to do it on the heels of that.
Sure.
But either way, all right, so let's just say I agreed to it. Now what?
Okay. So the upfront cost is a one-time application fee of $250. It does require a business license and insurance. Do you have that?
I do.
Okay. And then the way that Google Guarantee works is, well, it's actually my very favorite package, but let me pull up your cost per lead so we know exactly what we're talking about cost-wise. So if you were to give this program a shot, the Google Guarantee, once your Google Guarantee approved, Paul, you don't have to hang on to that Google local listing or that localized program that you have if you don't want to, because this is going to provide you with direct leads that come straight to you. It has lead exclusivity. You don't share the leads. Now, just to get the cost out of the way, and then I will explain the program so you can digest it as we're talking. The upfront
mm-hmm.
cost is a one-time fee of $250 application fee. This is non-refundable. It goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees, meaning anybody who's going out to do estimate on behalf of the company. If it's only you, fantastic. If there's any other trusted employees, then they would be conducted in the background check as well. But the application fee is just one time for the entire company, whether it's one employee or 50 employees, there's no additional charge. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The cost per click or cost per click, but cost per lead to you for the vertical that you would be in. When I'm reviewing the keywords of the services you're offering that I have here with Local Splash, it looks for all intents and purposes that it's going to be under the general contracting vertical. The general contracting vertical gives us a vast list of keyword services that you can be providing within that. Let me pull that list here just a second.
What's the cost per lead?
Cost per lead is $48 per lead with a minimum monthly budget of $626. So Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in a month, okay? And that would be the $626 with the lead cost coming out at the $48 per lead. Now, the way that it works is with Google Guarantee, you're only paying for qualified leads. So what Google considers a qualified lead, there's only two instances that Google considers it an actual qualified lead. And that's going to be if the person asks for estimate over the phone and you give it, or if you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead. Okay, so for instance, those call center calls that you received, the sales or solicitation call of any way, shape, or form are not considered a qualified lead. Somebody seeking employment with your company, not a qualified lead. If somebody is calling to request a service that is not listed within your service profile and you decline the job, you are not charged for the lead because it's not listed in your service profile, so it's not listed as a service that you provide. If you were to accept the job, even though it's not listed in your service profile because you figure you can do the job, then you would be charged for the lead. If it's outside of your service radius, say they're asking for a service that's outside of your service radius that's not listed on your service profile because we list the specific areas that you target in that profile, and you decline the job, you are not charged. So again, there's only two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead. That's A, if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably never, or B, if you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Now, Google actually assigns your business a specific Google call tracking phone number for authenticity purposes. All calls are recorded, and AI is listening. AI is listening because they're listening for those specific buzzwords and services that I just spoke with you about. In the instance that a call slipped through the cracks, say one happened to fall through that you was outside of your service radius and you declined the job and you happened to get charged for it, which is very rare, then you have access to that call recording just like you do now. We have access to the call recording, as does Google. Now, we would simply...
Can you hold on. Slow down. Hold on one second, okay? Hold on. I got to deal with something. One second.
Sure.
One moment, please.
Take your time.
Ma'am, one second.
Take your time.
Someone just walked past my desk and I have to talk to you.
Okay. That's fine. I can wait for as long as you need me to.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Okay. What time? Okay. Gracias. Before you continue, I just want to slow down a little bit here. So the metrics that you have in place to police what's going on is AI. Is that what you're telling me? And the reason
that's
why I'm asking is because,
tools,
hold
yeah.
on. All right, one of the tools. Well, a big problem I have with a variety of other lead generation platforms that I have used, both whether it be like Angie's Leads, you know, Angie's List, or others by the name, they go by the name of Craft Jack and others. They, hold on a second. What is that?
I don't believe you. Nope.
Hold on.
Yeah, you can't have it right now, okay? I'll give somebody to eat in a minute, right?
No. So I don't know why the lead generation platform companies do this, but it's really a titanic waste of everyone's time, because what ends up happening is that someone somewhere, I'm not sure how it happens or what steps are taken on the receiving client side of the equation, but they'll go to like some site or somewhere, and they'll do a sort of preliminary pinging of interest in renovation services through either a third party, like say IKEA or somebody. I don't know. Again, I haven't spent a lot of time drilling down on this. And all of a sudden, a lead is generated and sent out to all of us in the, in geo-targeted areas, providing the services that they're looking for, without the end consumer really even understanding what it is they've done. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they receive an avalanche of inquiries from people, even though they're supposed to only receive three. But it's always far more than that. Because when I do ultimately speak with them, and I hear their side of the story, they're like, "You're the ninth guy who called me today." And I'm like,
"Yeah."
And I'm like, "Well, I don't know why the fuck that happened, because you're not supposed to get any more than three, and how is it that you're so surprised when you were supposed to have submitted an inquiry based on your need for these services?" And then often is the response, which is, "Well, I had no idea, blah, blah, blah," whatever their reasoning is. So look, at the end of the day, I spend an inordinate amount of time spinning my wheels and then asking for credits from, applications that create the illusion that they're sending a lead along to me, when in reality, it's someone who made a very high-level ping of something somewhere with no real intent, at least for now, to do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want more of that.
You're not going to get more of that. So what I'm trying to let you know about, Paul, is that Google actually built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. This is a service that is directly from Google, and as a partner to Google, we are partnered to sell this service on behalf of Google. Now, the type of services you're talking about, I'm very familiar with. I've been in this industry for the past 8 years, and I work with a ton of clients like yourself. I sign new guys on every single day that have a boatload of the exact same complaints, fluctuating lead costs, having to share the lead, all the things. So I understand it about every single pay-per-lead program and platform that there is out there. However, what you as the consumer to those type of services may not be aware of is how that works. I can enlighten you. So what Google does is they actually, the product that Google themselves sells is the Google Ads. So the way that the first page of Google is broken down, Paul, when you do a search for something, say, let's just use your specific vertical, because Google Guarantee isn't available in every vertical in every area. It is boutique service available in specific areas with specific verticals, vertical being category, okay? So one of the verticals that you would fall into would be carpenter or handyman or general contractor. So let's just go with general contractor. So if somebody looks up kitchen remodel, the way that the page is going to produce is at the very top of the page is the Google Guarantee providers. Okay? It's the Google Guarantee section on Google. Google's guarantee to the general public with their guaranteed service is that get it done right or Google pays you back. So what Google is doing is essentially they're running the background check, they're vetting you and your company and your employees, and they're saying to the general public, hey, this company, this one is tried and true. In fact, if you're not 100% satisfied with their services, we will pay you back, and they back your company up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. This specific position on the first page of Google and then the local map section on Google, these are what's known as for the local service ad and local service provider. So that is specific to your area and your industry. People who are in the large box corporations, say for the plumbing category, something like Roto-Rooter, in the painting category, something like Sherman Williams, they cannot list in this area because this is reserved for you, the small to medium-sized business owner in your local area. And the reason I point that out is because all those pay-per-lead services are not allowed to list in the Google Guarantee section. Google literally built this service to trump all of those other pay-per-lead services and provide you guys with qualified leads and provide the public with qualified providers. Now, Where?
So hold on, slow down. I know you've got this pitch down, but I need you to put the brakes on it. So the bottom line is, these people, hold on, yeah, I'll get to the thing. So these leads, let me back up here. The Angie's leads and the Kraft Jacks of the world, that's who Google is targeting with the algorithm that they've built to provide properly vetted small and medium-sized businesses.
No, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. So Google will sell Google Ads, which is there's multiple services. So there's Google Guarantee, which is one product. There's Google Ads, which is a different product. This is a pay-per-click. Google Ads is pay-per-click. And Google Ads is what they reserve for the large corporations, like Angie's, Kraft Jack, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Nike,
all right, so
We're not competing
with those.
No, and
so
that's
what
I'm trying to... Let me finish telling you, Paul, to give me just 1 second so you understand how those companies work and why this is so
different. Go ahead.
Okay? I'm going to swing it around right now, I promise, okay? So those companies are purchasing Google ad clicks. So when they put their ad up, they promote, pick your top 25 contractors in Newport, right? Okay. So the consumer, me, the regular lady, goes on and says, I need a room addition built. I click on their little ad. I put in what my criteria is. Home Advisor captures that lead. Kraft Jack captures that lead. And then they're the ones that send it out to 10 different people. They also capture the lead fee from each and every single one of you. They do not qualify that is an actual lead. They don't listen to reports.
The lead fee doesn't go to Angie's. It goes to Google?
It goes to Angie's. Absolutely. Angie's pays one price for their ads. Say they purchase $10,000 in ads, right, to last them a whole month, which they don't. They actually purchase between 2 to 4 million every single month across the United States. However, let's just say in your local area, they spend $10,000 in ads for 30 days worth of ads. What they're listing is they're not listing your company name on Google. They're listing their company name on Google. They're capturing the lead, and then they are reselling it to to you and many of your competitors. But the difference is that they don't have any type of tracking in place. They don't have any type of recourse, like you said, you have to chase your money down to get a refund all the time for unqualified stuff, right?
Yeah.
So Google built this service, Paul. They built Google Guarantee to trump that service because Google knows how all of those pay-per-lead services work. They sell them the ads. So they created a very specific space for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself, okay? And we vet you. You're tried. You're true. You're good to go. No negative reviews. No felonies. No this. No that. Okay. Good to go. Then we stick you up on that first page of Google in the guarantee section. Now, the difference here is the consumer goes to the guarantee section on Google because they want that guaranteed promise. You don't share the lead. We're not determining who the lead goes to. That consumer went to Google, looked at your profile, read your reviews, and selected to work with you. They call you, and the call comes to you directly and only you. The lead isn't coming to us. We're not determining who it goes to, and we're not making a lead cost off of it.
All right, so let's back up and review a second.
Sure, yes, absolutely.
So the bottom line is Google, these companies, these lead generation, pay-per-click lead firms pay Google millions of dollars to create the leads that they then resell to people like me, but they don't really actually vet them the way I would suspect they might.
Correct.
And the reasons, and I don't need to go into the reasons why, but suffice it to say, the fact that they don't is, I wouldn't say alarming, but it definitely suggests that it explains to me the disconnect between why I get so many people who do what they do, and they call me like, I had no idea, like, you're the nice guy, blah, blah, blah.
And their project, they just want a pricing. Yeah.
Hold on. So by doing this, by going at it this way, I'm actually, in one way or another, circumventing, say, Angie's leads in my own way, mm-hmm. and I'm on the post side of being properly vetted with no felonies,
mm-hmm.
no problems, no issues,
mm-hmm.
that I can essentially buy the kinds of leads that they're paying for in much larger quantities, but in my own way, geo-targeted to the areas that I want to provide services to, and within the suite of services that I'm offering,
mm-hmm.
and eliminate all the money I'm spending per month on
garbage
platforms like Angie?
Mm-hmm. Correct. The only thing that I want to correct you on, there's only one thing I want to correct you on, you have the idea completely, is that Google is not creating these leads. Google doesn't create the ads for the paper, the home advisors of the world. What they do is they just sell them the ad space. So they buy so many clicks on Google, right? Whether it's 80,000 clicks in a month in just your vertical. They also spend that much, the same amount in electrician and handyman and plumber and, you know, house cleaner and all the things, right? But Google isn't selling the ad, the lead. So the lead literally comes from the consumer. The person on the other end of the
buyer is Angie.
Yes, exactly. The buyer is Angie and the seller is Angie. Okay, Google is simply selling them the space. But what Google's done
is it created a
sacred space for the small to medium sized business owner, you, okay, in your local area. Because they're tired of hearing the complaints and they saw that there's a huge platform to earn plenty of revenue. I mean, this is the thing, is I also know with those paper leads that your lead cost fluctuates quite a bit, right?
Yep.
Okay. If this turns out to be a $5 million job, that lead cost does not change. It's still only the $48. Okay?
There's never a person that's ever come across my desk who spends $5 million if they're going to reach me through Angie's List. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Or you or anyone else.
No.
That's going to come through a direct referral from someone that
of
they know with bad experience. But I will say.
But you understand what I'm saying. You see what I'm getting at here. Okay. Is it doesn't matter what qual, because I know that those paper leads will sell if they do any, I've heard of certain ones, like there's a pro and there's this and there's that where you can pay a premium amount and it's supposed to be a better qualified lead. Okay. So this is the thing, is we are not, and Google is not, saying, they're not accepting the lead from the consumer and saying, okay, this is an XYZ lead, and now we're going to give it to this company. The consumer is looking on Google, they go to the guaranteed section on Google, and they determine that they want to work with you. So it's eliminating the middleman. And there is recourse for you to get the money back because the calls are recorded, unlike Home Advisor's calls or CraftJack's calls that are not recorded. All these calls are recorded, Paul, because in the event that you need to ask for a refund or dispute a call, it's there in your call log, just like it is right now in your local Splash call log, exactly where it's going to show up. It's going to show up right there, and you're going to say, Amy, this phone number is not a qualified call. It doesn't meet the criteria. And we literally dispute it with Google, and we get the money back.
So let me ask you a question. So
mm-hmm.
if Google, based on the negative feedback, recognized that there's a big disconnect in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
and the lead resellers like Angie, mm-hmm. who offer accelerated or next-level services to provide more qualified leads, mm-hmm. are also recognizing the fact that there is a disconnect,
mm-hmm.
which people like me recognize,
mm-hmm.
is the marketplace sufficient and significant enough for all of us to be doing this, for Google to be competing against their other lead buying clients, hold on a minute, without cannibalizing, you know, the limitations of exactly mm-hmm. how many people are looking for business.
Right. No, absolutely. They absolutely are. Because this is the thing. It's Angie's List and those paper leads, they are attracting a specific type of client. And you already described that client. Okay? They're soliciting the tire kickers. They're soliciting the low bottom. They're soliciting the let's haggle instead of pay for the service as it actually is and what is deserved, right? You are
no,
offering.
No, why would they be soliciting the bottom feeders? Why would they be going to more qualified people?
Because it's been working, Paul. They've been in business for 25 years. It's been working. They keep getting paid and paid and paid because people keep coming back to them. I don't know why. All I know is that Google created this service to trump those services. In the past 5 years that this program has been in place, the first 2 years it was in beta, okay? It was only in about, I don't know, I want to say like five different verticals. They were testing it to see how well it actually worked and what the specs were on it. So in the 5 years that this program has actually been in place, and they've opened it up to about a total of 25 verticals or categories, as you would, okay? And within that, these leads show a 33% closing conversion over any other pay-per-lead service. Because
really?
The consumer who is looking for the provider, me as the lady who needs her addition built, when I see the word guarantee, first of all, it's Google guarantee, right? Google is a household trusted name for most people, right?
Yeah.
And then I see guaranteed next to it. That's intriguing already. So now
well,
I click on
it.
Exactly. And it's at the top of the page because Google determines where it shows up. So it shows up at the top where people are looking in the first spot. Above everything else, it says Google guarantee. Okay? Now.
Are Google guaranteed listings similar to those that are sponsored listings?
The sponsored listings are the ads, so those are below it. Those sponsored are the Google ads. They'll say sponsored next to them. They used to say G ad. Now they say, and they used to have a little green box that said ad. Now they just say sponsored. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Now,
so let me have the floor for a second. Hold on.
Sure.
I need to circle back with you. So.
Yep.
I just continued, Home Advisor. And, well, thank you, which became Angie Leads,
mm-hmm.
over the last year, I had spent an obscene amount of money on them, probably, I think about $28,000. Oh, last year, hold on a second, ma'am. Here you go. Last year on just Angie Leads alone,
mm-hmm.
It's not spicy. I didn't, and it's not like a crazy amount of money, but
that's
it's
fair.
Pretty significant.
It is. Mm-hmm.
But, and it's pretty significant for, yeah, hold on. It's pretty significant for just lead generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that alone. Forget about other SEO activity.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about social media consultancies and building out the website and any of the merchant services or any of the social media channel coordination I do
mm-hmm.
with regular email broadcasts that I do through MailChimp and other platforms that you may or may not be familiar with. So I do a lot of shit. I mean, a lot of shit, but I'm very much on top of it in as much as I see how much money is going out.
Mm-hmm.
And the platforms that I know that are generating business, you know, which really do actually, I mean, the $27,000 pays sounds like a big number, but the number of leads that I was getting through Angie's Leads were sufficient to pay for all that, and then
mm-hmm.
point.
Right.
But my business got to the point where I really didn't need Angie's as much as I did earlier, because
mm-hmm.
when you're getting off the ground, you need as much lead generation as possible. But once
right.
once your footprint is significant within your geographically targeted areas,
mm-hmm.
then your name gets around and there's referrals and there's repeat business and yada, yada, yada. And
uh-huh.
so all of a sudden, you know, you can take your foot off the gas when it comes to throwing money at lead generation because you've got enough money, you've got enough leads to support the business. So I discontinued Angie's due to the outrageous expense of Angie's. Then I continued with others like CraftJack, but I was literally, and one of the reasons why I clicked the button an hour ago, I was literally about to just cut CraftJack off of the knees because I reviewed the last say 30 leads, mm-hmm. and I didn't get a single job out of them. And I did the math. I'm saying, listen, I'm spending X amount a month. I'm like, forget it. So that's going to be one of the next calls I make after I'm approved. I won't change anything until my approval has been cemented.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I am going to probably do that if, in fact, this works out. Because not only does obviously the idea of, you know, cutting out the middleman sound like music to my ears for anybody, whether it's in this, you know, vertical or whatever, wherever you might be providing services. But the fact that the qualified buyers, I mean, real buyers who with an elevated sense of interest, who are not just tire kickers, who are in the very early stages of what they want to do,
right.
It's not them. These are people that are ready to pull the trigger that potentially, I would imagine, I mean, do you know whether or not they're financially qualified, or is there no way to establish that?
There's no way to assess that because they're coming directly from Google. They're clicking. They're looking. So this is the thing: is they can click in the Google Guarantee section. Unlike the other paper leads, like so in those other ones, they just submit to HomeAdvisor, right? And then HomeAdvisor determines who it goes to. In this case, they go to Google. They look in the they click on the guaranteed section. They're able to look at all of the providers. They can look at your website. They read your reviews. They can see all your accolades, your photos, literally everything. So when they make the click to call you, they've determined based on their research that they want to work with you, at least get an estimate.
All right, so they've already done a lot of the legwork already.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's what I'm saying is the what the studies have shown in the past 5 years of these clientele and how much better they're qualified. Now, Google also has recourse. So in the event that you did need a dispute, it's in place and there's no qualms about it because that was one of the biggest things that they heard as far as complaints is fluctuating lead costs and qualms about getting that lead cost back if it didn't meet the proper criteria, right? Because what you consider a qualified call and what they consider a qualified call are two different things. So Google built the platform and set down the rules very clearly of what a qualified call is. And if it doesn't meet that criteria, then you get the money back on that lead if it slips through the cracks. That's why they have AI listening, is to ensure that that doesn't happen. They don't want to be returning people's money any more than anybody else does, you know?
Now, the idea of AI listening, you know, it all sounds good. Mm-hmm. I mean, how am I to verify any of that?
Verify what? The AI is listening?
I mean, you make this claim that AI is listening. What does that mean to me?
Okay.
I mean, is that quantifiable in some way?
They're listening for the specific criteria for qualified call. So, Paul, the qualified call, like the consumer calls you. The person calls you. It's a real-life human on the other end of the phone, right? And you're going to know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because it says so on your caller ID. It also gives you the whisper in the ear that says this is a Google Guarantee lead coming in. Okay? Yeah. It's a human on the other end of the phone, and they're like, hey, Paul, are you hiring? They're looking for a job. Right? That's not considered a qualified call. Google isn't going to charge you for that because that's not a qualified call. It's being recorded and AI is listening to it so that those type of calls don't slip through the cracks. Now, if the person asks for you to set a face-to-face appointment with you to come out and give a face-to-face estimate, that is considered a qualified call. So
right.
You would be charged.
Right. Okay. I get it. So, all right, look, you know, clearly, I don't recall speaking before, but I do recall your voice sounds familiar, but I
think
there's so many
people. We
talked
about a bunch of stuff. We talked about doing Facebook ads, Google ads. We talked about a few different products because at that time, I'll be honest with you, Paul, I do remember our conversation and you are very forward and you are very smart and you know exactly what you want and what you're talking about. And you shut down the pay-per-lead option, the Google Guarantee, really quickly because you said you weren't willing to do the background check. And I do believe that you told me at that time you were going through the divorce. It just wasn't an option for you at that moment. And then you asked me, what else can you do for me? And I gave you the option. And then you said, okay, I'll call you back when I'm ready.
All right. Well, so why don't we do this? So I've got to pony up $250 to evaluate this to see whether or not I'm going to meet the threshold that needs to be met to be part of the Google
Guarantee
platform.
Clientele. I do believe that you would be. That's why we ask those questions ahead of time. We don't want to take your money if we don't think you're going to get approved. Okay. The process on this is once you pay the application fee, we send you the application. You fill it out. It takes about 10 minutes. You're uploading your business license, your insurance, your social security number, your driver's license, your EIN number, any employees that you deem appropriate to go onto the application. You upload their information as well. If there's none,
I have a question for you. I have EINs and I have insurance, but I'm operating when licensing becomes an issue, because for general basic home renovation, I don't need a license. I need a license for, there's a certain, in New York State, or specifically in my town's building department, you know, code of enforcement and jurisdiction.
Okay.
I can offer up renovation services and I can subcontract those services to a licensed professional who has them without issue.
Okay, I just looked at your specific area, so I just want you, I'm going to preface this, Paul. That is our first questions before we even engage in the pitch, because as you can tell, it's an extended pitch and detailed pitch, so we don't want to go there if you're not qualified. However, for your vertical, I looked up the regular guys in your area who are showing, and the only requirement is the insurance and the background check. The license is not an actual requirement in your area, so you're good to go.
Okay. All right. So let's do it.
Okay. So the other thing I want to tell you is the application itself does not take very long. We schedule your onboarding appointment, and that's like 15 minutes. He's going to go through the application. He's just going to verify the information. And then from there, the maximum time it takes to get it approved is 4 to 8 weeks. I've also seen it happen as quickly as 4 to 6 days. So it really depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. Once your Google Guarantee approved, we're going to contact you and we're going to say, Paul, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. Then we are ready for you to pony up the $626. If you are not prepared to do it at that moment, that's fine. You're completely approved. You're on the list. Your leads are not on yet. Okay, and what's going to happen is when you call back in and say, okay, I'm ready to pay the cost now, then we will turn the leads on. Once the leads are turned on, they start at a regular rate. So the 626 gives you 13 leads in the month, and it's going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week. You are in complete control of it. If you take on the first couple of leads and then you want to increase the lead flow, say you want to take, you know, 6 leads a week. Cool. You call in, you crank it up. The latter is also true. Say you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked for 30 days. You know for a fact you're not taking on any more jobs for 30 days, let alone phone calls. You need to call in and you pause the campaign. Where you pause the campaign, Paul, is where it sits until you unpause it. For example, if you pause the campaign with $400 left in it, that is exactly where it pauses. There is no automatic monthly charge. If you unpause it in 38 days, then we continue to use that remainder of that $400 budget and exhaust it. Then we will ask to replenish it and make sure you're satisfied with it, okay?
All right, so this program is called?
Google Guarantee.
I'm going to run this by someone before I make a final choice. Google Guarantee?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Google Guaranteed.
Google Guaranteed, yes. You can do the search right now in your area. You can literally go to Google and look up general contractor, look up kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, look up anything, and you'll see it right there for yourself.
Okay. All right, so listen, what's the next step here as far as, I do want to run this by a woman that I work with who handles a lot of my social media, consulting and channel development and website development and other SEO activity.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get her take on some of the stuff. And I'm sure if everything you're telling me is in fact accurate and consistent with the theme of our conversation, I'm sure she will qualify that this is in fact what you say it is. What's the next step for me to do this? Where can I call you, or how do you want to reach back out to me today?
Well, I'm sending everything over to you right now via email for your review, as well as you can send it over to her so you can see that it is, in fact, true of everything that I've said. All of my contact information is listed down at the bottom of the email, or I can schedule a specific call for you at a particular time that's best for you. What time would that be?
I don't know what, exactly what – I mean, I just looked at the clock. I thought it was 12:15, but it's 1 – it's my clock is just off. It's 10 of 1. So I've got to be somewhere at 1 o'clock, which mm-hmm. means I've got to – I got to cut you off,
yeah.
Or actually, mm-hmm. it's 5 of 1 from where I am.
Okay.
So let me review the email, and you can call me back by, say, 4 o'clock.
You got it. I'll talk with you then. Have a safe day.
What's your name again?
Amy Nelson.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.